Did you ever really see yourself on a farm, you know, when you were growing up?
I don't know if I had a real vision of myself in, you know, overalls, but...
So what made you and Gary, your second husband, choose this, this beautiful
Gary
property?
Had grown up in Mississippi, out from Jackson, and he had some rural roots. His grandfather was a farmer in South Georgia, and I think that our two visions, if you would say, I mean, I really sort of took his lead in it. I probably protested and said, what, you're taking me to the country? But then,
yeah.
Well, the main thing was taking you to the country.
Well, that's another interview. But I mean, when I was thinking
when you're 14, that wasn't a real happy time.
Yeah, when I was thinking about this interview, I was like, oh, having a farm was highly unfashionable when I was growing up.
Oh, you bet.
Like, you guys were ahead of the curve because that was not something you were, you know what I mean?
Gary was one of those people who had a larger-than-life view of things, really. I mean, he wanted to experience all kinds of things. And so we ended up with goats. And so what did we do with the goats? We milked the goats and we made goat cheese. I mean, we went to a farm to learn how to do it. And it wasn't for anybody other than us and our friends. I mean, our friends thought we were nuts, but...
Well, you made them try to eat the chocolate goat cheese truffles and they didn't politely put them back on their plate.
We thought that was the coolest recipe ever. And they were sticking them under the chairs in the yard. You know? Anyway, we had fun doing it.
I mean, Gary would be very interested in not just getting two, but four. I mean, he would, you know, just...
Oh.
Order them out of the magazine and have them show up. Whatever. I don't know.
Well, and then we took on sheep, right?
Yeah.
Sheep. And then, you know, chickens. Well, then the chickens started to outnumber the people and the dogs and the cats. And, I mean, didn't we look out one day and we said, how many chickens? 80. We've seen 80. And then, then one day he comes in with two baby pot-bellied pigs, one under each arm. Well, they, of course, the cutest things you've ever seen. And he said, you know what? He said, these things are really smart.
Yeah.
And you can actually train them to live in your house. Well, you can imagine, my jaw dropped open. But he brought in, you know, he had the litter pan, the cat litter, and all that. And I said, So we tried that little thing out for about, I guess, about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
We decided,
no,
that was not going to be the place for him. I still have those pigs, and they are just marvelous, and I can't wait.
Those are the original
those
pigs.
Those are the original pigs.
I did not know that.
Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Talk about your ritual every night.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I love feeding them whatever, you know, if we have a leftover sweet potato skin or the tops off of strawberries. And they just look at me with such pleasure in their eyes. I've tried to give them the best home possible. I've let them be animals in their own right and not expected more of them than they wanted to give me. Maybe I've expected more of you than you.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding
okay.
you. But no, you have fulfilled every
thanks.
Everything that could be wonderful about having a daughter.
My earliest memory with you of you, me, and nature, and you took me on a nocturnal walk through the tree.
Marsh.
Oatland Island. And to this day, I can still remember being snuggled next to you, and I think you even wrapped a coat around me or something, and we were on the plank, walking the planks of this sort of
in the marsh.
Marsh, this dock, and the sound of the owl.
And what did it say?
Who cooks for you?
And then it would say, who cooks for you all?
That's right. That's right. To this day, that's one of my favorite memories of us. And it kind of like launched the boat of nature loving and appreciation of the outdoors. And not just appreciation, but just finding so much nourishment in it and with it. What's the pleasure this all gives you? Because it's just, it's so magical.
I think it's nurturing, for one thing. But also, and, you know, I've written some things over the years. And, you know, maybe I could share a little bit of that.
Yeah.
A little bit of that, too. And sort of, you know, I say that there's a predictability in nature or a structure that one can count on. I know there's mathematical precision, the ratios, the Fibonacci numbers in the spiraling seeds of a pine cone or the head of a sunflower. It's that structure that helps me feel safe. In the natural world, there's no anarchy or struggle. Buds unfold into blooms. The seasons come and go. Animals live and die. It's the reminder of these natural cycles of life that I need. But as I've aged, I know it's possible to rekindle that kind of enthusiasm and passion. And over the course of some 30 years, I've come full circle. I'm all about finding joy wherever I can, in the simplest of things, in deep emotion and in human connection. I'm learning to trust as I eat this bread of life.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Tears in my eyes. Thank you so much, Mom. I've loved
Thank
sharing
you,
this time
my
with
dear.
You.
This has been wonderful.